Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 222 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for October 8th is: respond whether or not you agree with the following statement. The lessons you learn from committing to something you don't achieve is better than doing nothing at all. How can you apply your insights to a current situation in your life? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of enjoying the journey. Sometimes I think we are almost obsessed with the big moments in our lives. Birthdays, especially important ones like turning 18, weddings, graduations. If you look at the greeting card industry, or now even Facebook, we are creating more and more days to celebrate. And there's nothing wrong with these things. It's great to celebrate the big moments with the important people in our lives. That is most definitely part of enjoying the journey. But we need to broaden our vision to include other moments besides these celebratory moments. As Mark Sanford describes in his book, You Don't Need a Title to Be a Leader, there are commemorative moments and there are defining moments. Commemorative moments are those celebratory type moments we were just talking about: birthdays, graduations, weddings, retirements. But defining moments usually happen long before the commemorative moments. And although they do sometimes come under the bright lights, they often come in the dark. For example, graduation from college. The graduation ceremony may be a commemorative moment, but the defining moments of what type of student you were, what you achieved, and what you learned didn't take place on graduation. Those defining moments took place when you chose to study instead of party, when you befriended a student down the hall in your dorm who was having trouble making friends. Those were the moments that defined what you were celebrating. And many of the defining moments in our lives come through disappointments and failures. And unfortunately, if we don't get a big moment out of a situation, we often think it was fruitless and not worth it. And this makes us pull back and not commit to certain things. But we need to understand that committing to take action, even if we don't get the results we want, is necessary. And this is why enjoying the journey is an outside or an action fundamental. We have to be intentional with our attitude towards life, and intentional about relishing the moments that define our lives. Because the more we treat every moment as a defining moment and as an opportunity to pour into the hearts and lives of others, the more we will have to celebrate. When we focus too much on the commemorative moments, we let defining moments pass us by. Commemorative moments come as a byproduct of enjoying the journey of creating defining moments on a daily basis. So how about you? Do you agree or disagree that the lessons you learn from committing to something you don't achieve is better than doing nothing at all? How can you apply your insights to a current situation in your life? When we shy away from opportunities to create defining moments because we don't see a big celebration that comes along with them, we're losing out on chances to give away our gifts and abilities. We're missing out on steps we can take toward reaching our full potential. But when we seize the opportunities we have each day to create defining moments with our students and athletes, we increase our impact by giving those young people a better version of ourselves every day.